This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: Annihilating Public Participation ranks number one on the Groundwater Quality Bureau's hit list for regulation changes. Attempting to annihilate public participation in surface and groundwater permitting processes, last November, the Groundwater Quality Bureau of the New Mexico Environment Department put together a top 10 quote-unquote hit list for regulation changes to eviscerate the public's due process rights. Hit list number one reveals that the Environment Department wants to, quote, figure how to further reduce public notice and participation requirements efforts, end quote. In June, they followed up with proposed changes to New Mexico's water protection standards that are now out for public review and comment, which are due to the Environment Department by 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time on Wednesday, August 17, 2016. Sample public comments are available at nuclearactive.org. The New Mexico Water Quality Act requires that if a person wants to discharge a pollutant into water, they must obtain a permit by going through a process requiring public participation and opportunity for a public hearing. Once issued, permits may be modified and are renewed every 5 years, both of which require public participation. The hit list asks, quote, can we make a simple renewal if nothing changes, just a formal letter indicating such instead of reapplying, end quote. Again, the Water Quality Act requires public participation. The Environment Department does not have the authority to issue a formal letter as a substitute for the permit renewal process. If a polluter cannot meet the water quality standards, they may ask for a variance from the Water Quality Control Commission, a commission created by the Water Quality Act. The commission may grant a variance, but not for more than 5 years. There are public participation requirements for this process. The Environment Department's hit list reveals that it wants to, quote, remove the 5-year period of approval for variances, making them for the life of the facility upon approval by the department, end quote, not the commission. The proposed changes would allow variances in perpetuity. Further, the hit list reveals that the Environment Department proposes to, quote, review them internally every 5 years, end quote. A polluter would no longer be required to go before the commission or the public. The department omits any criteria for its internal review. John Block of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center said, quote, the Law Center shares many other organizations' concerns over New Mexico's environment and maintaining robust public participation in environmental decision-making. NMED appears to be trying to curtail public participation in the decision-making process. We need to work together to oppose such changes to New Mexico groundwater and surface water regulations in order to prevent that from happening, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and a sample public comment, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.